Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another Lessons Learned episode of Not Your Average Lives. So today I am going to continue with a topic that I've really talked about the last couple of Lessons Learned episodes. So if you haven't heard those, listen, 2 weeks ago, I did the inner critic and last Friday I did shitting on ourselves. So these are great perspectives of how we negatively talk to ourselves and how we can kind of recognize that, be aware of it and switch it up. And then, you know, the simple words we say that really affect and disempower us. And so this is you can do it separately. You don't need those other two lessons, but they're great, I think. And I've done it with my students and they've helped them a lot. In fact, they named their inner critics as I suggest you do. And so it's like, it's not even you talking to yourself anymore. It's somebody else. And it's easier to switch it up, I think, when it's like somebody else and you're like that, I don't agree with that. You want to get into that space where you recognize that that's not fact. It's not true. And you want to then use words and have thoughts that empower you. So that's what we're doing today. So we're doing this and it's just talking about thinking of better questions, like asking yourself, you know, we talk to ourselves all the time. That's what the inner critic is. And so we talk to ourselves and I don't know if you do, but I like actually talk out loud to myself. If I had a, like, I don't know what my Alexa thinks, but she's probably recording everything. But I actually talk out loud to myself and I ask myself questions out loud. And so it's quite hilarious, but I do. And we all do, even if you don't say it out loud, you are saying it quietly and silently. So we, in the process, ask ourselves questions. And they're usually crappy questions. As I learned from my coach, I love this whole perspective, is what happens when you ask a crappy question? You get a crappy answer. So we're going to learn today how to ask better questions, how to take a crappy question and what makes a crappy question and turn it into a better question. But before I do that, I have to tell you, so once a month, I'm doing these Just Friggin' Do It episodes. I've only done one. My second one is next Friday, the first Friday in May. That's what I'm doing, is like the first Friday of the month is my Just Friggin' Do It. And holy crap, the one next Friday, you are going to, like, you might not even follow me anymore because you're going to think I'm nuts. It is like so crazy. I can't even believe I did it, but it was incredible. It was I wrote to a friend, it was un-effing believable. You know, it was really something I've wanted to do for a long time. And I finally met the right person and actually was able to do it. So that's all I'm going to tell you. Just got to tune in for next Friday's episode. And the other thing that I wanted to mention before I get started on crappy questions is that I am in the process of redoing my Ignite Your Second Half Soul training. So if you've been a part of that before, I'm doing it again. It actually kicks off. The first training is June 6th, I believe. So it's a bit away, but we're going to open up. You can start registering the end of May, and we're going to have a Facebook group. But if you're not on Facebook, because some people like left Facebook and they think they can't do my trainings if I have a Facebook group, but no, you can still access the trainings if you're not on Facebook. But getting in Facebook, actually allows you to interact with me and to engage with me during the live training. So it makes it really fun for you. So anyways, I'm going to be doing that. But the reason why I tell you that is because if you've attended before, I'm changing it. So it's going to be more of a, some people call it a challenge format, but it's like every day for 5 days. So you're kind of like, I've had people call it a course because you know, you're going to be learning stuff just like you would in, you know, doing videos in a course, which maybe a lot of you are familiar with now because there's a lot of them out there on the internet. But it's going to be shorter trainings. My last one had, the trainings were too long and they were spread out. And I just didn't like that format. I'm always learning as I'm doing these things. And so I'm just really changing it up a lot. And so in this training, I may be talking about the three biggest soul suckers that keep us stuck, and the number one fix that can change everything. So I'm going to be talking about that. Can't wait. Ignite your second half soul. If you want to sign up to get on the wait list, you'll be the first notified once the doors open for the free training that, and then we, you know, because we bring people in for a couple of weeks before the training actually starts, I will be planning to do a couple of things fun in the group before we get started on the actual training. So latter part of May is when it all kicks off. So if you want to get on the wait list and be the first notified, go to notyouraveragegrandma.com/ignite. Super simple. And that's also where you'll actually register when we just, my person who does it, he's really fancy with the tech stuff and he just like redirects it. So you go to the same place, but what you get to is actually where you register and you get to the Facebook page. All right. Facebook group or whatever. And like I said, if you're not a Facebook group, just make sure you are getting the emails because the emails will give you links on where else you can go if you're not on Facebook. All right. Enough of that. Okay. So we're going to talk about crappy questions. All right. So number one with a crappy question is if you use words like ever or never in your question. So an example, I'm just going to use a kind of just a generic that applies to everyone because everyone should have a goal. So how will I ever reach that goal? So when you say that, just like repeat it out loud to yourself right now. How will I ever reach that goal? And maybe you have a goal that you feel that way about and you're actually saying that to yourself. It's not possible is what you think, right? So ever and never basically shut off all possibilities. Ever comes from a place of never. So it sends to your subconscious, just forget it. Forget about it. Not even worth trying, right? Disempowering, very disempowering question. But we are asking ourselves these questions every single day, most of us. If you're not great, you're amazing. You already are ahead of the game. But if you are asking yourself good questions, you might want to still listen because you might get some tips out of this after all. And so we just negate stuff oftentimes. And so you can switch it up. And I love this. You can quote this. It's a great, great quote. I don't know who it comes from, but I have it in my notes. So I'm going to repeat it to you because it's so great. The quality of your life is based on the quality of your questions. The quality of your life is based on the quality of your questions. So if you're asking crappy questions, yeah, does that make sense? You might have some crappy things going on in your life if you're asking crappy questions. All right. So how you switch it up, first of all, remove ever and ever. How will I blah is better than how will I ever. And so the other question is, yeah, never is more, I guess never isn't in a question. Ever kind of means never, but never would be more in a statement. I can never, which is if you ever just get rid of that word. So never is more in a statement, ever is more in like question format. So to clarify that. So what you want to do is you want to change simply the will to can. That's the first step. So saying, how can I reach that goal is way better then how will I ever reach that goal, right? Doesn't it sound like, oh, yeah, there's a possibility in that. How can I? So your subconscious is then going to go, look, oh, there must be a way, because, you know, you didn't say, how can I ever, which kind of like shut that off. I can do that. So that's a better question. That's like, okay, you went from an F question to a C question. Now we're going to get to an A plus question. All right. So then you get rid of can and you remove or you replace can with the best way. So, or what's the best way? Instead of how can I, what's the best way to reach that goal? Wow. That changes everything, doesn't it? Super empowering. And it actually indicates multiple ways. It indicates not just one solution to get to that goal, multiple solutions, which there are. And you just have to find the best one for the moment, the best one for you. You know, it like if you want to, because a lot of us always are looking for ways to get in better shape or to lose 10 pounds or whatever, to feel better. And so maybe the question started with, how will I ever get to my weight goal? How will I ever get in shape? How will I ever lose that weight? And so if you say, what's the best way? How about your subconscious? Leave it to the subconscious to come up with ideas, and then you'll start coming. I'm snapping my fingers. Can you hear it? I worked on that a long time when I was a kid. So my right hand's good. My left hand's not so good. But anyways, yes, it gives your subconscious alternatives, and then it starts to seek. And that's the way your brain works. Your brain starts to look for ideas or things that will match up with what will work for you, because we're all unique beings. And so what's the best way basically implies, number one, multiple solutions. And number two, what will work best for you? And your inner knowing will supply an answer. All right. Because jogging isn't for everyone. The Peloton is not for everyone, you know? So find the way that works best for you. And when you ask a better question, what happens? The quality of your life improves. Yes. And you might get a goal and get in shape in the process, right? If you ask these better questions. So there was an example, and this was something we did in my recent retreat, which the last two episodes I did and shared were things I did. And so, you know, this is a lessons learned episode. I love when I learn new tricks and tools and simple little things like this that I can share, and then you can do them. And examples are always great. So I gave a couple kind of really generic examples. So this was someone, she's working on starting or growing her business, right? Because that was a business retreat. So her question started out, so she improved her, what's the best way to even a better best way. So maybe it was an A minus and she got it to an A plus. So, okay. So she started out with, how will I ever stop making mistakes? And everybody can relate to that, right? Because we always like are so hard on ourselves for mistakes. So she started with that. And then she said, how can I stop making mistakes? So the first one, how will I ever stop making mistakes, implies you'll never stop making mistakes. Whereas the second one is like, oh, there is a way, but it also implies there might only be one way. And so, but it still gives hope. It still is more empowering. It's not disempowering, right? So then she changed it to, what's the best way to stop making mistakes? Going with the format, right? So what's the best way to stop making mistakes? Multiple ways. Yay. Find the best one to work for you. Okay. And then she made it even better. She got rid of the negative, which I love that I teach this, and especially in affirmations as well. You want to get rid of the negatives. So you don't want to like put in affirmations what you want to like lose or get rid of or eliminate. You just want to, what you want to gain out of it, the positive experience, right? So she changed it to, what's the best way to learn from my mistakes quickly? Isn't that better? So much better. It was so good. As an example, I wrote it down and saved it to share with you. So her question, how will I ever stop making mistakes, changed to what's the best way to learn from my mistakes quickly? And business or not business, I mean, she was like in her business mindset in terms of how can I stop making mistakes in my business, but we can apply that to life and everyday life and everything. So maybe that's a question you want to keep in mind and start asking yourself, because it will always be giving you great ideas, creative ways to learn quickly on mistakes you make, because we all make mistakes. I like to think of them as lessons, but yeah, that we can't like eliminate the word mistakes from our vocabulary, because there are things that are actually really mistakes. We can learn from them. We can learn from them, but they're still mistakes. And so we just need to move on and know that, do better, work better, and ask better questions. Ask better questions of ourselves. And hopefully this will enlighten you and you will stop saying and get rid of ever from your vocabulary in terms of asking questions. All right, that's it for today, and have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.